I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United Nations reports there are more than 1.4 million people who are considered internally displaced in Ukraine. Nobody's talking about it. President of Mission Eurasia, Sergei Rakuba, says Feed My Starving Children has donated 1 million meals, but Mission Eurasia needs your help to get them there. A $20 donation ships 1,000 meals. Rakuba says,
"This crisis gives an opportunity for the gospel to shine through the practical work of God's children."
Go to missionnews.org for a link to donate. Elsewhere, it's been 4 years since the East Japan earthquake and tsunami shattered the country. 250,000 people are still displaced. Radiation contamination from the nuclear disaster means some will never go home. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa says the debris is gone, but the spiritual landscape's a mess. A2 is helping rebuild community. Why? Community is identity. The loss of that is confusing and devastating. Taking the time to share their burdens,
that's the key components. And then God gives the opportunity to share who Jesus is in that relationship.
There's still a lot to do. Would you pray with Asian Access for these opportunities? And have you ever had to train yourself to act or think differently? Change is never comfortable. Reach Global Crisis Response is inviting you to take a step back and look at what you're doing in ministry. The main question they're asking, are you focusing more on yourself or on Christian outreach? Though it can be pretty difficult to change focus, it's not impossible. They have tips on how you can change at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. As you support Mission Network News, they'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's brand new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.